Hashtag OH underscore MY underscore George, GEORG. So I would love everybody to put that frequency into Google right now. Do the search upon the years of content that I myself am really trying to make a focus on. I really don't know how to say this, but you know, we need to put humanity first. What's going wrong within society? What's going wrong within the pressures that we are being told that we should ensue or ensure upon ourselves? Should we have to spend our days in ridiculous meetings or Zoom calls trying to suggest that we should be the person that we should be to create something for somebody that's going to make the money? And I think that's the real power of the question that I'm coming to here, is why should we as humans being focused on upon why we should wish to make somebody money, or why we should wish to make money for ourselves? Because in real interest, what is the real interest of the making of the money? It's only a program that we've been sold or told within society that we have to make something called money to put us in a place within society to create differences. When in truth, whatever is that money ever going to give us? Is it going to give us a waste of time speaking to people and communities to suggest that we should do something better for each other, when actually it's just a waste of time when we're spending hours, not actions, talking bullshit with each other to suggest that we should do something? Are we actually taking any dimension within society itself? Are we actually taking the focus to make sure that people are put first? Are we really, really focusing on you or me? Oh, I should get $100,000 for this, or euros, or whatever currency we're playing with, to suggest that it's one person. And this is really the mistake of humanity. Why should we be ever within our lifestyles focusing upon one person? Why should we ever within our lifestyles trying to create a business if it isn't going to be focused on the people and creating, you know, an ability for everybody in society to put a roof over their heads? Because if we're going to create something within our lives, a business, a society, a political state, what is our purpose? Really, is it to fight over money? Is it to fight over status of who else more than this or more than that? To suggest that somebody has this or somebody has that, to place a control mechanism over somebody, a thought process that says that you should be right or wrong, a procrastination, you know, a worry that somebody isn't doing this or isn't doing this or that, a viewpoint that you may believe or think that the other person is or isn't doing this, when actually that's only your ever viewpoint to somebody else. So how can we ever create a future for society if and when and or yet the problem is that we're creating so much time wasted on thought processes or communications that are always negative? It sickens me to jump on a train in the UK. It really does. Because the first thing I hear is an announcement, let's joke about this, because you've got things wrong. So if you can't joke about things in life, you can never get things right. So the word announcement, whichever way you want to think about the words I've said, and the way that you yourself, within yourself, may wish to take those words within your own head and only ever think within your own thoughts that the words that I've said are the ones that you may wish to create within your own head. Now there's really a mess within my madness, or a message within my own madness, to really make or create you to think about what is to think or create about next. So maybe I should pause for a minute and make you ponce where I'm going to go next. So I've taken 10 seconds out because sometimes when we have to have a communication with this one or another, the message, the words that we're suggesting may come from one to another, that the person who has heard them has not listened within context and therefore just has emotion. And the problem with emotion is that within the emotion, you don't think straight, because the emotion gets hold of the context and it starts to run a racket within your mind that, you know, maybe somebody or something wrong is about what you've said, what you've done, or what you've heard, or what you're creating. And then it becomes mixed up and just a mess within the communication. So which angle do you wish to create within your own communication towards another? That's either going to become a mess within your message, which is going to become all fucked up, in truth, and never relate to the communication that you are really wishing to give out to the other person. Although, Which angle of communication do you ever wish to create? So I've come off with many, many different diversions, I'm sure, within this podcast. It started with, you know, whatever I started at. But the truth is it's actually come to the angle of the thought concept. And where, within psychology, we as people, humans, interact with another. And I'm trying to ask you to ask qualitative questions within yourself to say, how do I wish to react to another person? Is it really worth me giving so much stress? How much stress is another person upon? What concepts and awareness is the key? Another qualitative question to ask yourself. How aware of the way that you may react, or the way that you may actually think towards another person that may become a negative or positive? So coming back to the announcements, we may hear on trains in the UK, which may say, I'm warning you to look out for each other person, or this and the other. Would you not much rather hear something within a communication running on public transport in the UK, which you hear announcements say, hi guys, welcome to our service. Please make sure that you look out for each other. Come on, how simple is that? And yet, you know, it may be a case that sometimes people, you know, may do things that may be wrong to each other. So let's also make sure that we look out for each other to make sure where the wrongs are. And if we start to react in a way that's going to imprint the thought behaviour upon society, that's going to create a more positive environment rather than the fear element and the fear reaction, which is being created by the whole of the EU and the world, and the, especially the Christ. Speaking to friends in Germany today, they're saying the same reaction, the same fear element, same, don't do this. If not, this will happen to you. If not this, you will have a breakdown. UK. If you do not do this, you will have a problem. If you do not do this, something will go wrong. Okay, so where is the psychological imprint and the thought psychology based upon the imprints that are coming from the government themselves, the whatever we're hearing from, you know, psychological programming, if we're on a bus, in a public area, a platform, really think and ask yourself the quality questions, which I'm really asking yourself to ask yourself if you are in the UK right now, which is my home ground. How and when or what way, which element we can really focus upon to create more positive imprints around society. So what if, thank you Shona, thank you Shona for a team from within my teams here who's here with me now, what if we within the world right now can generate a more positive focused environment to make sure that we start putting people first. What if we did not have to face the fear elements, the programming and the threats of if you don't do this, you will not receive this within society, within the world? What if there was no fear? What if there was no money? What if we are in a world where maybe we can possibly go back to yesterday's times when I was born? What if? What if we were in different places in space in the world right now? What if we asked ourselves questions to react in better ways towards each other? What if we used principles of the teachings I've been taught to stop negativity around the world? What if we reacted in positive ways towards each other? What if would be the reaction we would create for another? What if we asked each other's first quality principle of asking quality questions to each other? The unexamined life is not worth living. Statement by Socrates from page, love to see numerology coming here. No, this is the 3, and it's called 53. Although this is a book called The 9 Principles of Finding the Courage. Although the book is called The Awakening by Sidra Jaffrey. And again, I'm taking the principles I've been taught myself to try and bring this back to humanity, to sell the story whichever way I'm being told, whichever the way the universe is. So I was saying what if earlier, and I keep rewinding, regrowing, re-energizing. So ask quality questions. The unexamined life is not worth living. As we grow into adulthood and beyond, we often find that life speeds up with each year. We get more responsibilities and more to do as each day passes, and accordingly we accept more and question less. Think about that for a moment. So the statement says we get more responsibilities and more to do as each day passes, and accordingly we accept more and question less. So why do we question less in society at the moment? There's my addition to the sentence. Life becomes what it is, even if it means we are not being our true self or living our life's purpose. So the full stop at purpose there. And again, I'm going to bring into my own viewpoint or thought creation of what is life purpose? What is it, or another what if question? What if we created a life purpose for ourselves where, as we want to make a difference to humanity, and it's not about ourselves, our marriage, our selflessness, which we've been programmed to, being in humanity. What if it's not about the money that we have to have between each other when we can leave other people without money? What if the question in society actually comes to the reality? What if consciousness becomes our first approach to society? What if we start to approach people first, rather than putting money the element, or I have to own this to be better than another person or nobody? Because we are really no better than each other. And when people start to appreciate that, what if we start to think about each other and respect each other upon everybody's on the same level in humanity, then there will never be a question of mental health, mental welfare, or anybody putting anybody wrong, anybody creating a label, anybody creating a what if a somebody says this. So I think it comes down to say, okay, I've just created my own middle point of the sentence of the book, and it says, even if it means we are not being our true self or living our life's purpose, when we activate the first principle, ask quality questions, notice the what if, it causes us to observe our life, our beliefs, our behaviors, our emotions, and so on. So questions force us to pause, to go inside and intuit the answer. What you find there may surprise or even shock you, but you will have started to see the truth, and from that place you can only grow. So what if? What if we can ask ourselves the only quality questions and answers within ourselves to make sure that there is no what if questions about the other people, and that actually we start behaving in a way that's human towards another, isn't based on an equality on an answer of the what if you have this or what if you have that. It's about actually saying, hey guys, what if we can have a brilliant time together? What if our community works together? What if we can have positivity within everybody around us? What if money doesn't matter? What if the future of society really creates the positives? So I'm asking you, what if, and what if, and where in? Do you want to make life shite? or do you want to make it good for people around us? Because everybody is you and me. It makes no difference who we are. And when we actually agree with that, then we will find the answers asking the quality questions within us. So what if? I love you loads. Thank you so much. Oh my George. And good night, 2525.